Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Andy Noly has studied Antifa for a very long time. He knows them well. They gave him a brain bleed and put him in a coma. The state didn't like what he was reporting, so they beat him up. That's what they do. He's got a warning.
If there's a silver lining, you could say, in the days after the assassination, it would be that a lot of people got to see the sociopathy that exists on a large faction of the left, and not just on the far left, obviously, but amongst those who are in white collar positions, in positions of influence on children, in government, etc. And I hope that the lesson that's taken away from that is we are so beyond cancel culture right now. We are dealing with an assassination culture. So wake up to it.
And we did, to some extent, end of the week, Donald Trump declared Antifa a terror organization for the second time. A lot of people don't know he did it in 2020 as well. But here's the problem, Lee, that Daily Wire investigative reporter Luke Rosiak writes about. He says, okay, Antifa, cool, there's definitely a nexus there. And, you know, when we see the assassination attempt by the Antifa cell that, you know, in Alvarez, Texas, just in July, tried to murder border agents. They shot up a cop. He survived. That guy who led that, Benjamin Song, was an Antifa radical, but he was also a member of the John Brown Rifle Club. And he's saying, listen, there are two socialist rifle associations right now. This is what Daily Wire is reporting, Lee. They have 10,000 members nationwide, and they're planning for war against the fascist. And what Rosiak is saying at Daily Wire is, great, Antifa, look at them, but you got to understand, there are people training Democrat shock troops to kill. There are 10,000 members, and they are training. A 10,000-member strong group called the Socialist Rifle Association has been conducting weapons training for transgender and Marxist-Leninist extremists, and its members have been linked to at least four major crimes, including the firebombing of Tesla dealerships. It's all connected, he's saying. Members stock up on assault rifles and tactical gear like gas masks and receive membership cards bearing an image of Karl Marx and the quote, any attempt to disarm workers must be frustrated by force if necessary. Videos show them preparing for engagements that look more like war than self-defense. Running through the woods, hitting long-range targets. A common logo is the transgender flag with an assault rifle and the phrase defend equality. This is a movement, Lee. This
yes,
is not
is.
A young man in love, part of a beautiful love story, just wants to defend his boyfriend from the bigot Charlie Kirk. This is much, much bigger. SRA, Socialist Rifle Association members say their interest is to defend against fascists and Nazis, but according to court documents, they apply those labels loosely, citing incidents like the January 6th Capitol protests where guns were largely absent as a reason to prepare for war. Here's where this gets interesting. The Socialist Rifle Association has a chapter in Utah where Kirk was shot. It advertises inclusive firearms education with a rainbow-colored target and the tagline, women-friendly, BIPOC-friendly, queer-friendly. One of its posters says, I will die fighting for this cause. A quote attributed to John Brown, a radical abolitionist who was murdered by slave-owning class, blah, blah, blah. Okay, on June 19th, Utah chapter asked members to support Arturo Gamboa, an anti-fascist accused of murder. And Rosiak goes on to explain The Socialist Rifle Association, listen, it says 52 local chapters across 33 U.S. states, 10,000 members, and they are an armed wing of the anti-American resolution. Now, you know how Zohran Mamdani and this new socialist running to be the mayor of Minneapolis are part of the Democrat socialist members?
Right.
Yes. There's a National Democrat Socialist Association.
Yes, there is.
Right.
I mean, it's been established for some time.
They are currently in a debate about whether they should merge with the Socialist Rifle Association. So you got, on the one hand, they are a political party. On the other hand, you know, the Democrat Socialists of America, DSA. And on the other hand, you've got the Socialist Rifle Association. And so they have been debating for it. And they're supposed to have a vote on this. They haven't yet, on whether to merge. That's terrifying. But when you see 10,000 members, the buzz around this, this is a very organized, highly trained culture of armed left-wingers. And look where all our shooters are coming from.
Yes.
And we just found out over the weekend.
They're not right-wing white supremacists.
No. They come right out of this nexus. Earlier this year, the Democrat Socialists of America held a meeting to debate merging with the Socialist Rifle Association. And after, many Democrat Socialists of America members went online to voice their opinions about the decision. Some want it, some don't. But it's alarming either way. Democrat Socialists of America members tweeted, "The revolution is here, and not being weapons trained is a mistake." And again, they've got this nexus of 10,000 of them that are training. And so anyway, Daily College is saying, listen, this is much better than, bigger than, I'm sorry, Daily Wire, much bigger than Antifa. Well, this is massive.
Sounds like they've moved on from defending democracy to now going offense on anti-fascism.
Right.
The weaponized Marxist.
Yeah. And this is what you do when you can't debate us and you can't censor us.
Well, it's not that you can't, that you won't.
Yeah, they
won't.
Because
they have the
lose.
Ability. That's the very thing that Charlie Kirk was trying to do, was to give people the ability to civilly discuss issues. And they killed him for it.
Yeah, he is a free speech martyr.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we're finding out now the Kavanaugh assassin identifies as transgender, wants female pronouns used in court. Well, I mean, again, this is another person coming out of this nexus, like Audrey Hale came out of this nexus, like the Minneapolis Catholic school shooter came out of this nexus. This is a pattern, and you will not hear anything about it on the left.
No.
But it's out of control, and we need to crack down fast on this because this is very, very dangerous.
Well, this is, I hope, what Kash Patel and the FBI are investigating now.
Yeah.
That this alliance here, because I'm – the more I think about this assassination of Charlie Kirk, I get the feeling, and I'm sort of read between the lines on some of the news stories that I'm hearing and reading, there had to be somebody else behind this.
Yes.
There had to be. How does a 22-year-old – and I realize that the gun was his grandfather's gift from his gun. It was an old weapon. It's not like he went out and bought something recently. But how does he take one shot, even with a scope, and assassinate someone on a college campus? Now, he knew something about the campus because he did attend that school at one point. And I believe wasn't his mother also a teacher there at some point?
Yeah.
So he may have had some familiarity with the geography and the topography of the place. But how does this individual that hadn't been there in a while gain access to the campus, be able to get up there with a weapon, and take a shot, even with a scope, without some type of training, from what was it, 200, 250 yards? One shot, and assassinated his target.
And look, you're not alone. I mean, these are the questions Kash Patel was laying out this weekend, and that, I mean, shocking.
And we should. This is the kind of thing that they should be looking into. I do not have any evidence to support that there is another thing, but common sense tells you there's something else going on here. This is larger than this one individual, just like another assassination attempt that we know of.
I've been seeing from the beginning with the Butler shooting, that guy appeared to be transgender too. If you look at the picture the media showed of him, it's his high school yearbook picture, right? His hair's, he looks like a boy. By the time he's on that roof, he's got long hair, looks like a girl. And there's this crazy quote in the New York Post. And I've got, it's one of my last posts I was able to put up on my X account. You can still see it. It's the most recent post. And I quote the New York Post where it says, neighbors who saw the Butler shooter's sister move into an apartment said, he helped her. They thought he was a girl. They didn't think he was a boy. They thought he was a girl. Was he transgender? Is that what they're hiding? The Biden administration would hide that, Lee. Mm-hmm. They would. We've got a long history of it. Remember when they told us the Pulse nightclub shooter, this was Obama's FBI, was a frustrated gay man.
Right.
And they went and seized the 911 tapes. You can't hear him screaming Allahu Akbar and pledging allegiance to ISIS because there was an election coming up. It would have hurt the Democrats.
Right.
And then the FBI literally went out there and spun the lie that, oh, well, he and his boyfriend broke up and he was a gay guy. And no, he was married to a woman.
And illegally withheld the 911 tapes.
Yes, in violation of law.
Yes, yeah.
They did the same thing with the Audrey Hale manifesto. And it's still going on in blue areas. When you look at the Minnesota shooter who killed those Democrats, they withheld part of his manifesto where he explained, I'm working for Tim Walz. He was a Democrat appointee. Walz had appointed him to a committee. He was working for Tim Walz, and he believed Tim Walz wanted him to shoot the people standing in his way of becoming a U.S. senator. And he planned to kill Amy Klobuchar, too, because he thought Tim Walz should have her seat. Nobody knows that. The media won't report it. They withheld that part of the manifesto, Lee, and the shooter, who was a Democrat, was so frustrated, he then did another interview with the New York Post to say, no, I did this for Tim Walz. We had a plan. Now, obviously, he's delusional. But he said, I did it for Tim Walz. We had a plan. We're going to get him into the Senate. They hid that, too. This is the pattern with them. We only know Audrey Hale perfectly repeated Democrat talking points as a transgender because her manifesto leaked. The FBI took that one, too. So you better believe if Thomas Crooks was a transgender beta male, they would have hidden that as well. And never forget, Andrew Torba, head of Gab, owns Gab, said, listen, Thomas Crooks was a known liberal troll. He said, I keep calling the FBI and saying, are you going to come? I've archived all this for you. Are you going to come pick it up? It's all of Thomas Crooks' history. He was pro-Biden, anti-Trump, hated Trump, was always getting into arguments with conservatives. On Gab, he couldn't get them to pick it up. So he started doing interviews, demanding the FBI come by and get the evidence that Thomas Crooks was a hardcore leftist. Yes, he was registered Republican, but you would. That's a common tactic for Democrats. They do it here in South Carolina. They vote in Republican primaries. That's what Crooks was doing, but he was a liberal troll. The FBI buried that. That's why we still don't know who he is. Look at the picture of him on that roof. Look at his long hair. Think, why would neighbors think he was a girl when he was helping his sister move in? Because he's transgender. That's why. He was the first one. It's incredible. But not as incredible as what Democrats did on Friday. Coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.